the statute of getting adults are detained, a fear report on Margaret Catalone Medina, date of birth 12/26/1987, date of procedure June 20th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Eugenia Goldfugio. Referring physician is Dr. Yashira Gonzalez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and an esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is Lynch syndrome genetics. Lynch syndrome gene positivity. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation. Drug reaction as well as possibility of missing lesions, vision loss, and cerebral extrication. Patient is brought to anesthesia. So you place them in a lateral position. It is pre-anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated, limited your gastric opening, choosing the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum, both second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Retroflexy was obtained at the cardio period. Air resection from the stomach flow withdrawal scope. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated limbsidia colonoscope was introduced in his rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, complex of fulcrum. Terminal end was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum, or retroflexy was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 5-6, comma. One-2, comma, two, comma, one-2. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on a markable maxillary disease was regular 40 centimeters from by above maxillary. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and cerebral at H. pylori neckline. There was mild duodenal bulbar erythema. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation neckline. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion neckline. At colonoscopy neckline. Terminal ileum common last 5 centimeters appeared on a markable neckline. The prep was suboptimal with a Boston bowel prep score of 5-6, comma 1-2, comma 2, comma 1-2, next line. There was a hepatic flexure approximately 8 millimeter sessile polyp, removed cold snare polypectomy, next line. There was a sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy that was approximately 10 millimeters in size, next line. There was a rectosigmoid approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon, rectosigmoid 10 millimeter sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy, next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were no down retroflexion that were non-bleeding. And small. Next line, plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Pending path. Next line, recommend repeating endoscopy in 2 years, given Lynch syndrome genetics. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake, as well as fiber and Miralax supplementation. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.